Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
What was your first or most memorable injury? 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Terrell. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, bitches.
Hola.
All right, so this one's a rough one. Old school, back in the day in Vallejo, California. Me and my sister. Okay, so my mom worked at Trevor. Nope. What's that old school store that's closed nowadays?
Kmart?
Montgomery Ward.
Montgomery Ward.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Wow,
yeah.
That's
okay.
That's a blast from the past.
Sorry, guys. I drank 100 milligrams while I was waiting.
Oh,
solid work. Yeah. That's a blast into the future.
Okay, so I used to think I would get in trouble. I didn't think I would get in trouble. My mom was just punishing me so I can watch my sister.
Okay.
So we're outside one day, it's the summer, and my little sister wants to race. I'm like, all right, you know, cool. So we're racing up the hill. I beat her. I say 6 years. My sister say we're 5 years, 7 months apart, whatever. So now she wants to race downhill because she thinks running downhill will make her faster. So I'm like, all right, you know, cool, whatever, let's run. And she starts to beat me. And I'm like, you know what? I'm tired of you. I'm tired of letting you beat me. So I'm going to beat you this time. The girl starts veering towards the sidewalk. And I'm like, oh, crap. If my sister falls, my mom's going to kill me. So my sister trips over the sidewalk. And I dive under her. And my whole right nipple scrapes off.
Oh,
man.
You scraped your nipple off of your body.
Off. Like from my collarbone to my rib section is all gone.
Does the nipple know to grow back?
Like, do you have a nipple now?
Is it, you know?
Yes, it actually grew back.
Okay. I didn't know if it, like, your body knew, like, oh, your nipple's supposed to be here.
Or if it's like, hey, one and done, bro.
Because, I mean, you lose your finger, the body doesn't go, I'm going to grow a finger back, so.
Yeah, why is the body selective about what, like, right. Look, I can live with one nipple. I would prefer if you'd grow my finger back. Or if I lose an adult tooth, can you slip that back in?
When I got old enough, I Googled it. I was like, is your nipple supposed to grow back? And Google says no, but I guess I'm different.
How long did it take for your nipple to grow? From the time of the act, was it years? Was it back in a week? What?
It took about a year.
Well, you probably didn't get in as much trouble because you were the one who got hurt and not your sister.
Ooh, so I begged her. I was because she scraped up her elbow and her knee. So it was just like a regular injury. But when I went back in the house and my mom asked me what happened to me, I told her I did something else. Because I didn't want to get in trouble.
So you didn't end up going to the hospital or anything?
Oh, hell no. I was getting in trouble.
Okay.
Now, look, thinking back, would you have gotten in less trouble if you told her the truth and said, look, I was trying to protect my sister, and basically I sacrificed a nipple?
Oh, I'd have gotten so much trouble.
Okay. All right.
What is it that you would have gotten in trouble? Because to me, like, look, you might make a dumb decision, right? And obviously, if you're a little kid running down a hill, yes, you will move faster, and then you realize why that's not awesome, but... If my kid said, but look, man, I dove under her to save her and I suffered this injury, I'd be like, all right, well, good on you.
Yeah.
Like, you'd be in less trouble.
What is that dumbass stuff? God, Is it the cheese rolling thing they do? Is it like in Scotland or Ireland?
Yeah, they chase the big
wheel of cheese down the hill.
I think
hill?
It's in the original Gloucester, isn't it?
Okay.
It might be. Yeah, but they do it every year.
If you've ever seen a video of this, in America, apparently, some woman wins every year.
She's won like three in a row.
Yeah, she's very good at this.
And durable.
But when you watch this happen, you cannot believe that they don't have like 10 ambulances at the bottom of this hill.
Yeah.
Based on people just barreling down. They all have their own technique. Some are doing shoulder rolls. Some are just kind of running and jumping and all this stuff. But I mean, you wouldn't do this on a bet. You'd almost rather run with the bulls. Then run down this hill after a wheel of cheese. I mean,
yeah, it looks horrible.
It looks like you could just take your knee out.
You might be safer with the running of the bulls because there's more people and you know to get out of the way. I mean, the bull might be behind you, but yeah. Odds are the bull's not going to mess you up with the running of the bulls. Still not something I want to do. But with the cheese thing, I feel like odds are you are going to hurt yourself.
Yeah.
Which one would you pick? They say, look, mate, you're doing one.
I know people that have run with the bulls. I don't know anybody that's crazy enough to do that cheese race.
Really? So you're picking the bulls?
Mm. Yeah, 100%.
Think about it. I would rather run with a 1,500-pound angry animal that has horns than chase a block of cheese down
a
steep
hill. Also, you can say that you ran with the bulls instead of I chased a block of cheese down a hill. People go, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right.
At least they know,
yeah, and you know
running
like,
the bulls.
You could see, like, it's still super dangerous, but the idea is you're supposed to jump out of that or whatever.
Right.
Like, running down that hill, it's just...
You're supposed to keep chasing.
Just gravity doesn't really allow you to do that.
No.
And what do you win? Do you win that
cheese?
You do win that cheese.
Just buy the cheese.
Yeah, right. Sometimes it's worse.
Well, it's one of those traditions from so long ago. People couldn't afford a whole wheel of cheese. I'm with you. You can afford a wheel of cheese now.
Why do you think that tradition started? Do you think it was something where they said, all right, the peasants want cheese. Royalty's not going to give it to them. But if the peasants want it, then you go chase it.
I have no idea, but I like your thinking on it.
I just feel
chase
like...
Chase it, peasants.
Because back in the day, man, if you had a block of cheese and someone rolled it down the mountain, you'd be pissed. Like, dude, that's almost like currency.
It's still in the casing.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. It's got to be like royalty was like, you know what? If you want it that bad, we're going to roll down this hill and let's see him go chase it down the hill.
What was your first or most memorable injury? 206-803-ROCK.
That's Cooper's Hill cheese rolling.
And do they say what the origin is? I just can't think of why that many people would want to do that unless it's based on the fact that they really needed it or you wanted to avoid starvation or something like that.
Something, I don't know. They found a cheese with a note to the Gloucester Town Crier. Apparently it was an old tradition. They brought it back. I don't know. It just seems like idiots being idiots eat some cheese.
Just something to do. All right. I mean, I like cheese. I'm just saying.
Email the guys at the men's room at mensroomlive.com and get you some men's room IPA beer brats. They're available now at Uli's Famous Sausage. Now, the men's room wants to know who sucks less?
Hey, time for Who Sucks Less. Steve and Thrill Hill, you bring us three stories from the news each and every week. They always suck. It is up to us to determine, out of these three stories, which one sucks the least. Now, if you happen to follow KISW on Facebook, Twitter, and on Instagram, the debate is already underway on Who Sucks Less.
Yes, indeed. And like I said at the top of the show, we have our three stories. One is a creep. The other two, fire as retribution. Let us start with the creepy guy. They say, in an apparent effort to rekindle a years ago sexual relationship, a Florida man hit a GPS tracker on the car of a female victim in an attempt to engineer a chance meeting for him to coincidentally run into her. Investigators allege that one Tyler Strack, 22-year-old Chipotle worker, he purchased a Cube brand tracker from Best Buy and installed the device on the woman's car. Now, the victim, she discovered the tracking device last year, contacted the police. Well, using a series of subpoenas, investigators linked Strack to the item's purchase and to an email address provided upon purchase of the Cube tracker. Asked about Strack, the victim told cops that she had a brief sexual relationship with him several years ago, which ended with no further substantial contact. So it's not that they're dating, they just had a quick fling and it was done. Now, during police questioning, Strack reportedly admitted to purchasing the tracker and installing the device on the victim's vehicle at her residence in an attempt to run into the victim later. He was arrested on a felony charge and booked into the county jail. The Clearwater resident, he was released from custody yesterday morning after posting $5,000 bond. Hey, dude, if you already know where she lives, maybe just knock on her door, have a conversation. Just saying. And now
a lot of better ways.
Every way is better. You already know where she lives. You already know who she is. Like, just reach out to her. They say TikTok was down for less than 24 hours this weekend. But how did America's youth react? Well, the 19-year-old Wisconsin kid, he's facing charges after he tried to burn down his congressman's office. He told the cops he did it because he was upset about TikTok going away. It happened in Fond du Lac early Sunday morning, about 3 hours after TikTok went dark, which would be, what, about 11 hours before it came back anyway. Anyway, the office he torched belongs to Congressman Glenn Grofman. He's a Republican who's been outspoken about TikTok being a security threat, and he co-sponsored a bill to ban it on government devices back in 2022. So the fire started near the back door and burned some vinyl siding outside, but cops managed to knock the flames down with fire extinguishers, and then firefighters got there and took over. They say the fire never got inside. The Fond du Lac's chief of police said no one was there when it happened, so luckily no one got hurt. But last we checked, they still hadn't released the guy's name, but he's facing arson charges. They said he was arrested at the scene, quote, because he was just sitting there watching it burn. So he's going to burn down the congressman's office because of a TikTok ban. Mm-hmm. And now we have a Missouri woman who was so angry at a bar in Puerto Rico that they kicked her out that she burned it down, along with an adjacent fully booked hotel. Danielle Bertoffi, she was arrested in Missouri, where she fled hours after the fire in the seaside town of Cabo Rojo. She had booked an Airbnb in the town from December 30th to January 11th. Now, when she arrived at Bar Maria around 8:30 p.m. on New Year's Day, witnesses said she was already drunk. Well, she was denied alcohol. Then she became belligerent and argumentative, making comments about Puerto Ricans. Keep in mind, she was in Puerto Rico. So she was asked to leave. Well, naturally, she refused. So the bar owners called police, and the police, they just escorted her back to her Airbnb. But she returned as the bar was closing and acted more aggressively. So around 12:30 in the morning, surveillance video showed her at the bar pouring liquid from a red container. Now, the owner of her Airbnb had given her the red government-issued gas can to fuel the generator during an island-wide blackout. So she had a gas tank because the owners of the Airbnb gave it to her because of the storms that were down there. Well, anyway, subsequent fire burned down the bar and an adjacent restaurant and a gift shop and a hotel where 31 guests were staying. Good news, all escaped with their lives. Now, the hotel owner, one Angel Luis Morero, he said, quote, "That lady, without any reason, revenge, I don't know, burned our place and turned our small piece of paradise into hell. Though she planned to stay in Puerto Rico for another 10 days, she left for the airport hours after the blaze. Now, questioned by police in her St. Peter's, Missouri home, she admitted that she did some things that were out of character for her, but claimed not to know anything about the fire, in spite of leaving 10 days before she was supposed to. Anyway, she was later indicted on arson charge by a federal grand jury in Puerto Rico. She faces 5 to 20 years in prison if convicted, and she remains in custody.
Okay.
So there you go. We got the guy who puts a tracking device on this random chick's car because he'd had sex with her a couple of years previous so that he could follow around, track her movements, and then try to arrange a chance meeting. Oh, I didn't know you were here. We have the 19-year-old kid in Wisconsin. He tried to burn down the congressman's office because that congressman supported the TikTok ban. As we all know, the TikTok ban lasted 14 hours, and he still tried to burn the place down. And then this version of a Karen lady from Missouri and Puerto Rico who burned down a gift shop, a bar, restaurant, and a hotel.
Okay. The guy,
because they didn't want to overserve her.
All right. The Florida guy, though, that was a consensual sexual relationship.
Yeah, their relationship years before had been consensual. He's just trying to get back in her pants, so he puts the tracking device on her car.
To run into her, right. Instead of, right, social media, whatever.
Like all the other methods you have, you know, physically speaking to someone. Just normal stuff.
That is, I mean, that's insane. But man, the lady in Puerto Rico, I'm going to say she sucks the most. A, you destroyed those people's livelihood.
Right.
Hopefully they have insurance. I don't know how it works.
Could have killed somebody.
I was going to say, second of all, right, you easily could have killed somebody. And then the story I read, too, said she showed up at like 8, already hammered. And
that's the thing. They didn't want to overserve her. She was smashed. And keep in mind, she starts dropping slurs and all this. They call the cops, and the cops are decent enough just to take her back to the Airbnb.
To her place.
Right? Like, just go home, go to sleep.
And she was, it was just her? She wasn't with anybody?
Nope.
Man.
She sounds lovely, though.
Yeah, I mean, I get you're blacked out drunk, you're angry, but burning down a whole bar and then a hotel, that, like, she just has to suck the worst. The Florida man, I want to say he sucks the least, but also that feels like he's teetering on a very, very
stalker-ish kind of
stalker, alarmingly creepy way that something could have gone much worse.
For sure.
Like the 19-year-old, he's 19, he's an adult. I want to maybe cut him some slack. How bad was the office burned?
It wasn't burned that bad. It burned through the vinyl siding, and the cops managed to put it out. His dumbass was still standing there watching it, but it's like, dude, it's TikTok. And I understand what TikTok means to certain people, but there are 8,000 other apps as well. And it's not like they banned you from TikTok. They're like, they're banning everyone. Mm-hmm. You're not
that
dumb.
And they brought it back.
And they brought it back.
I mean, I would say simply just because nobody really got injured in that one, this is just a 19-year-old being a complete idiot, that he sucks the least.
Okay.
That's what I'm going with.
I'm teetering between Florida guy and TikTok dude is sucking the least.
I'm thinking the congressional guy, the Florida guy.
The guy who put the tracker on the chick's car?
No, the guy who tried to burn down the congressman.
Oh, he was Wisconsin, yeah.
Oh, he's Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
And I'll tell you why. No congressman is ever in their office. And they're especially not in their office in their home state.
Right. They're probably in D.C.
Never there. I'm assuming he did this when nobody was working. Or else they would have run out.
I believe he did it at night.
So there's little chance that anyone could be injured in this. The fire department did get there,
mm-hmm.
and they put the fire out with minimal damage, and they arrested him as he was outside watching this thing burn down.
Yeah.
He is a complete idiot. No doubt about it.
I don't even think he's an idiot. I think he's got mental problems.
And that's right. Why I'm saying that I think this, in this instance, with the fact that he was trying to make a statement, but there was no intent to harm anyone. The intent was just to burn the office down. Congressman, he can get another office. Trust me. They have the money for that.
Yeah.
Right?
The Florida guy with the tracking tag, the only thing that would make that okay to me is he's just that socially awkward.
But maybe, man, but he had a sexual relationship with this chick a couple years ago. He's 22 now. So even if you're awkward, you have the ability to pull off what your goal is because he's done it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I know what you mean. Like, a lot of awkward people have had sex, but on some level, they also know I can be not so awkward to get laid. Right, because he's done it, but with this specific chick. So,
So are we all going with the 19-year-old that tried to burn down the Congress?
I mean, that's
ridiculous.
Just weighing the other options. I'm not saying that that's justified and that's the right thing to do, just based on the other
stories.
Choices.
Yeah,
I'm going to go with that.
Yep, I'm with it.
Debate continues on Who Sucks Less. If you follow KISW on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram.
Send the men's room a mushy love letter at themensroom@mensroomlive.com and scoop up some delicious men's room roasted red salsa at your favorite store.
Would you rather be married to a good-looking, super intelligent genius who is poor or a hideous, major, dumb idiot who is rich? So, a good-looking, super intelligent genius who's poor, or a hideous, major, dumb idiot who is rich?
I'm going to take the idiot.
You're going to take the idiot?
I'm going to take the idiot. Yeah, for sure. Look, man. Or not the idiot. I'm sorry. I'm taking the sexy genius.
You're taking the intelligent genius who's poor.
You can be broke. I don't care. Because if you're that hot and you're that smart, like, you're someone I want to be around. Because if I'm with my sugar mama, who is hideous, she looks like, Mama June or whatever from that show. But she happens to be loaded. Like, I know what you need me to do, and I'm just not prepared to do it. I couldn't do it, and it'd be like, look, you know, it happens to every guy. It's like it happens to every guy you're with because you look like this.
Yeah.
It's not normally a problem. I can get an erection. I cannot get an erection for you.
Here's a good example, all right? You're living in Hawaii.
All right.
You are with Roseanne Barr.
Mm. She's loaded.
She is rich. I don't find her to be attractive.
No.
I don't agree with a lot of the things that she says.
Correct. Especially when she takes Ambien. Really bothers me.
But she's rich.
She's super rich.
So you could have that life. Or, you know, you don't live in Hawaii. You're going out with somebody who's just very attractive and intelligent, but they don't have any money. I'm with you. I'm taking poor and intelligent.
You know what, man? And the truth
over
is,
rich and dumb every time.
In my 20s in Baltimore, everyone I knew was broke, including myself. And so I was super happy. And neither one of us could, like, dig ourselves out of the hole. Like, we're just going to be broke together. But I was much happier when I was with someone who was hot and had a brain. You know what I mean? Like, I've done that.
Yeah.
And even looking back, like, sure, we're eating ramen again. But also, I'm hitting that. Look, and that it elevates things.
When you are in those situations, you find your own way to have fun. You find your own
way to have sex with this hot genius.
To be entertained.
Yeah.
And some of the best times of my life were times where I did not have a lot. But I have some of the best memories from those times just based on a little bit of debauchery, but a little bit of fun. And I don't know. Not that...
Not that money can't buy you happiness. I'm just saying that I never was really...
But I'm stuck with them.
I was never not happy. You know, even if I had my own place, that's all I needed was my own place.
Right.
But I think generally when you think of, for me, because I'm with Thrill, but when you think of like having that much money, it includes the people I already know.
What do you mean?
I mean, like, I would like to have a lot more money.
Sure.
But like, I wouldn't do that for it, if that makes sense. No. You know what I mean?
Picture Mama June has Bezos money, and she's like, look, you can live the life. Man, you have access to the bank account. You can fly the private jet. You can drive the cars, go on vacation. But you're doing it with me. And we're laying in bed together. And when I get out of bed, it looks like you cooked bacon on the spot I'm laying in. Like, nah, man.
One of the hardest things to do, I think, in any relationship is not be able to communicate and have a good conversation with somebody. Because they're either not on your level, they don't get it, you just don't connect, whatever the deal is, or you know the person I'm talking about. Oh, numbers again.
Right.
It's not that they're not, you know.
She was attractive.
Attractive. It's just the fact that, you know, what do you talk about? I mean, you would get so frustrated. Like,
yes.
Like, how do you not know whatever it is that we're talking
about? You don't
know
anything.
Correct.
And she was hot, but she was so stupid that, and look, first time I met this particular chick we're talking about, she was dating one of Ted's roommates, and I meet her at the bar. Introduces me to her, and I'm like, man, that's a good looking chick. And I think we went to smoke weed, like out in the Jeep or something, right? So I go out there, we have a conversation, and I walk back in, and I look at Ted, and I said, hey, man, like, is she joking? Like, she's a genius comedic actress, or is she actually that stupid? Because it was, you could not believe how dumb this person. Mm-hmm. But Ted's like, I swear to God, she's that stupid. And at that moment, she stopped looking good.
Exactly.
I mean, she was so dumb. So incredibly dumb.
Trust me, dude, I had a lot of conversations with her on the couch. That basically just involved me just being like, I'm just going to stop talking. Right. It's just like, I
get these frustrated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trust me.
I mean, that was one of the only times me and that roommate got in a thing. I was like, dude, if she's not paying rent, I can't, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, right? If she's going to physically be here.
Because I'm working at the station, but it's still technically part-time, still bartending a couple nights a week. I'm like, I get very few opportunities on this couch. I'm not having sex with her.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I have to listen to this conversation?
You know what? You're absolutely right. If I'm not having sex, I should not have to listen to anything this particular woman has to say.
Right. Unless if she's paying rent, then fine.
Even then. Like, damn, she's got to pay a little more in rent. If she's going to speak while she's here, she's got to pay more. Dude, I'm not kidding. She was that stupid. It was unbelievable. And it wasn't even, like, funny. She was just stupid where it made you angry that she was a human being. And someone else could have been. Hello, Jesse. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Jesse, welcome to the program. Random question. All right, let's see here. What do I got for you? Okay, Jesse, this is a deep one. Would you rather spend one day with your childhood pet? One day. Or 1 hour with a late loved one? You can spend one day with a pet that you've had along the way.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could spend 1 hour with a late loved one.
I'm taking the late loved one. Although, to be fair, the one that immediately popped into mind, like, bro, you died before you gave me my $150 back. So that's, can we make good? Now, there are other loved ones I would enjoy spending time with. There's one who I do believe owes me money. But I'm picking the loved one.
Okay.
How long is the duration?
Well, you've got one day with a childhood pet. You've got 1 hour with a late loved one.
This is going to sound horrible.
Are you taking Tigger?
No. Is there enough time? Like, would it be bad if I brought my grandma back and said, Grandma, make some mac and cheese?
Can she do it in 1 hour?
I don't know.
She can get a...
She could write down the recipe to that mac and cheese that nobody has.
So you would take the grandmother because of the mac and cheese?
Well, I would love to see my grandmother.
But that's not what you open
But
with.
You're not talking about anything, Grandma. You're talking about, like, how many blends of cheese do you use?
Well, we have all the other recipes. We just don't have that one.
In a theory, Ted can talk to her about many things while she makes the mac and cheese.
Correct.
It's not one or the other.
She's just one of those grandmas that always said, I should write these down. And then unfortunately died earlier than we thought at like 73.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So what are you picking there, Jesse?
I'm going with Ted. I need some family recipes. I need an hour.
Yeah. You need an hour.
Who are you going to first?
That hour's going to fly by.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I don't have it.
But listen, you guys aren't thinking about one thing about your random question about would you rather spend 5 years in prison or 10 years in a coma? After you get out of the coma, you're going to spend a couple years rebuilding your body so you can walk. 5 years in prison, you still walking when you get out, hopefully.
And I'll probably be swole, because there ain't a whole lot of other things to do.
Yeah, that's a good point. I think I'd take an hour with my grandfather.
Yep.
And on the other side, if I were to pick the other side, it would be, it'd be a day with my cat, Senior Larry.
Senior Larry, really?
Yeah,
that's
man.
The one.
He was just the coolest. He probably is still the coolest pet that I've ever owned.
I would take my old dog Fenris for a day. I mean, look, I'm taking
the
loved
Belgian
one.
Shepherd.
As the Belgian Shepherd that didn't bark and hit his testicles on the fence. That dog was so good and smarter than your roommate's girlfriend, to be honest with you. Like, better conversation, and he couldn't speak. But that dog was absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, and I mean, like, I had a couple friends that died in like my 20s. It'd be fun to have Joe back and drink an ice house with him.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, the only thing that you would
if
want
I
to sit down
if I brought Leon back like, for an hour.
Well, man, if you started...
There would be a fight. Not with, so, no. He would not fight me, but like someone would get their ass kicked. We'd probably end up in jail, and now I have to do the 5 years, and
but
he's
it
dead
would be,
again.
It would be, okay, because you know you would want to go to a bar with a late friend and just kick it.
Oh, God, yeah.
That hour would be 5 minutes. Bless you.
It would go by so fast.
You would just wish it lasted long. It would be absolute torture to know the time is ticking. Dude, we can get one more. Dude, we can do one more. Come on, man. And just,
but I guess at the end of the day, I don't have like unfinished business with Tigger.
That sounds like a Winnie the Pooh book.
Yeah.
That's a rough one.
Unfinished business with Tigger. Get in here. I've been waiting for you. Right? Like, I'd be like, cool, he's here.
Milk bones.
We're not going to talk. I'm just going to play with him for a day. Like,
milk bones.
I'd rather have that quick hour. You get in like four ice houses with Joe.
The thing, been a bother I feel like me. With Leon, man, he'd come back for 1 hour, we'd have gone to the bar, gotten arrested, somehow he gets out, had sex with three different women, and then would die again. Because that's just, and he's still the ugliest dude I've ever known in my life. But ladies loved him. Because apparently women like men that look like Klingons. And he would tell you, I know I look like a Klingon. Like, not my fault, man, it's my parents.
But they come back and they just want to go to McDonald's real fast. You're like, no, we're not doing that. We are going to a bar, we are talking, we are drinking, we are hanging out, we're just going to...
What do you talk about? Like, what's it
what
like
have you been
being
up to? I'm dead. You know, like, I've been dead, dude. I've been doing nothing.
You're right. I don't have to... I mean, Grandma doesn't have to make the mac and cheese. She could write down the recipe as we have an Egg McMuffin.
Okay. The funny thing that would happen to me is Dad gets his grandmother back for 1 hour and somehow she just doesn't get around to getting that recipe down.
Right.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just the bitterness.
Need to learn more about general men's room shenanigans? Just visit the men's room page at KISW.com. This is the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of the men's room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef is in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. He said, not just up here in the Northwest, it has been cold everywhere.
Yeah,
it's kind of shocking, the amount of snow in Florida.
New Orleans, they got 10 inches.
Louisiana, I mean, it is
they
unreal.
Had to, in New Orleans, and it's a smart of them, they had to reach out to Indiana to borrow 14 plows. And they have a few more on the way. Keep in mind, it's 10 inches of snow. So I'm watching this on the news. Their plows, it's just like your buddy with the four-wheel drive pickup truck. With the scoop up front. So not even like the big giant plows. And I'm like, guys, you have 10 inches of snow. I ain't going to help much, but
no.
They're doing what they
can. I mean, you know what's funny? I have not looked at the weather. It seems like in theory, I mean, they're so far south. Like, it doesn't snow down there. So it should
just
get
does
warm
not.
And melt soon.
And it's weird because you're looking at these images and it's palm trees covered in snow. That's just not something you see much.
No.
I mean, like, look, like we grew up in Maryland. So Ocean City would get some snow. It's
sure.
Not that odd to see. But beaches in Florida with snow on it is unreal. And it's so cold in Maryland. I saw part of the bay was freezing up. That's salt water.
Damn.
Okay. My uncle's place in Florida. Had, snow falling all day yesterday.
When is he going to move?
I mean, you can only move so far south.
I'm just saying, within, a four-month period, he's had two hurricanes and a snowstorm.
Right.
That place is cursed.
It's a bullseye.
But anyhow, it's been cold out there. Everybody's bundling up. So sometimes you like to warm yourself up. And maybe it's a little nip of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's some hot sauce. Probably a better way to go. So we just got some good hot sauce facts for you and which hot sauce every state likes. The top of the show, we start talking a little bit about hot sauce. What's everybody in here? Throw, what's your favorite hot sauce? Look, your go-to.
My go-to would be Frank's, right? It's not extravagant. It's not this, but to me, it's like every once in a while you just eat a saltine cracker and you're like, I forgot how good these are. Or a plain Lay's potato chip and you're like, I forgot how good this is. So to me, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there and I like them all, but Frank's is, I think that's standard.
I'm going Tapatio.
All right.
Tabasco.
So, Miles, I'm glad you said Tapatio, because that's one of my weird ones. I always keep Tapatio, but that is purely for eggs.
Okay.
Eggs and Mexican, I would say, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't use it on anything else.
I use a Cholula.
Cholula.
The little wooden cap.
I know which one you're talking about.
Cholula.
For my eggs.
Cholula, honestly, I put up there with Frank's. It's kind of an easy,
yeah,
kind of more vinegary, not nearly as spicy, that you can use a decent amount, especially for somebody like me that just can't take too much spice.
I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
And also, I like the vinegar taste more than the spice taste, as a general thing.
Correct. And hot sauces get insane, man. Some of the Scoville units and this and that. But Frank's obviously dominates a lot of the country, right?
Yeah.
So Frank's is just dominating in the Northeast, most of the Midwest, here in the state of Washington. And basically, I don't know, Frank's is just the king.
Plus, I think it makes the best buffalo sauce if you're making it at home.
Right, and I believe that was the technical first buffalo sauce was Frank's.
Oh, really?
That she mixed with butter in Buffalo, New York.
Okay. Mm,
so that is kind of the original sauce there. Miles, what kind of hot sauce are you shooting there, fella?
I just found what was in the fridge. This is Stupid Dave's. Uncomfortably Dumb Habanero, that's what that is, hot sauce.
Is it super hot?
Yes, it's very super hot. No, I mean, it's...
Is it clearing you up? Like, both of us, and look, neither of these are probably behind your list, Ted, but we saw them in the fridge. Both of us are stuffed up, so I'm like, man, we should just do this to clear out the nasal.
So, Frank's was number one in 28 different states. Then, Berman's hot sauce.
Never heard of that.
Right, because I don't think we have Aldi. We don't have Aldi's out here. No. Aldi's.
Aldi's. I think it's coming, but not here yet.
So, they said that Berman's is basically a Frank's knockoff.
Okay. All right.
Which is kind of crazy. You ever seen that Louisiana brand hot sauce?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Not Tabasco, but Louisiana brand. Yeah. Which I have never tried that one. I would have to think is pretty close to Tabasco. That ranks tops in five states: Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Tennessee, and yes, Louisiana.
I would say, tell me Louisiana is on that list.
Miles, you brought up Cholula earlier. I do like that. They have a couple good flavors too. That's number one in four states: Utah, Oregon, Idaho, and Montana.
Some brown version of it. Not even brown. It's like smoked something.
Yeah, they do have a good. And they have.
I know I have it at home.
I want to say they have a chili lime as well.
I don't know if it's Cholula, but I know we have a chili lime hot sauce again in my pantry of hot sauces.
I will also tell you this.
Wow.
Make sure you look at that, because if hot sauce sits out too long, it can turn brown.
Oh no! This one we bought a brown.
All right.
Just, yeah.
Heads up, dude.
A lot of these hot sauces also make a verde, which is very good.
Yeah.
It is. But verde, as Mike and I were talking about a few weeks ago, is not...
It's not hot sauce.
But verde, when you see green, you automatically think of verde sauce, which generally is milder.
Yeah.
But not all green hot sauces are sauces.
Mild.
Some of them are the hotter ones. As I found out in Austin the hard ways, I just dumped it on my breakfast taco and was like, oh my God.
I discovered it back. We used to have the Indian buffet place in the building next door. And for whatever reason, I just equated it, like you said, oh, they have the red sauce. That must be flaming hot. And then they had the green sauce. And I love Indian food. So I scooped an S ton of the green stuff in there. And it about took me out, man.
Correct.
Just because it's green does not mean it's tomatillos.
Right. And it sucks sometimes, too, man. When you put too much hot sauce or something on something, and you're like,
can't get it off.
And it's like, this is good, but this is way too hot.
It hurts.
This one's kind of ironic, and I did not know this till today. Texas Pete.
All right.
Old TP, Texas Pete, as they call him. He is number one in three states: Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina.
Not Texas.
Despite the name, it's actually been made in North Carolina since 1929.
I wonder if it's the style then, right? If you say Carolina hot sauce, you probably need more vinegar.
I was going to say.
If you say Texas style, it's going to be the thicker stuff. That's just my guess. I have no idea.
It's funny. Two brands that didn't finish first in any state still made the top five. These are the most Instacarted hot sauces were Hoi Fung.
Never heard of it.
And then Taco Bell's hot sauce line.
Yeah. Oh, really? I believe that.
You know what? I'm with you. You know, I say that, but my favorite, and Taco Bell,
it's very unique. That's the thing. Nothing else tastes like it.
So, right. And I love their sauce. Also, Taco Bell is one of the few places where I use hot sauce, not just the mild.
Yeah.
But remember, Taco Bell, right? The guy's last name was, I think, Bell. The whole point of Taco Bell was supposed to be tacos for white people and not a burger. So that's why their sauces are a lot more mild, and you get shredded lettuce and cheese on them.
Okay, all right.
It was during the time when burgers were really taking off, and he's like, how can I get in on the action?
Right, and you're not going to compete with the burger world.
Correct. Which state do you think percentage by ounces use Burt's is the most hot sauce and chili sauce?
Louisiana.
I'll say New York. Or like South Carolina.
You guys are thinking in the wrong area.
New Mexico.
Boom.
Good.
Is that right?
Montgomery's on it. It is New Mexico.
Actually, once you said that makes so much sense.
Man.
Is that hot sauce good, or are you guys just trying to clear out your sciences?
That is really good. That is the hot sauce.
This is the Shinedown hot sauce.
That's right.
That Barry, the drummer, sent us. By the way, the Odyssey World premiere of Shinedown coming up at 9 o'clock tonight with the lovely Jolene. That was a great cross-promotion there.
That's good, man.
That is really good.
It is kind of funny. When you break down the hot sauces by Instacart, almost all the states buy about the same amount.
I can believe
New Mexico just buys a little more.
But they do make everything, I wouldn't even say hot, but spicy. And that's where my parents live, and we visited them. And any restaurant you go to, you have your choice of 1 million different hot sauces. And they're kind enough to leave them all on the table.
Yeah.
As my dad said, in the places where they don't do that, they read it to you like a beer list, like you know. And he's like, but it's 30 of them deep. He's like, dude, I don't know, the seventh one, you know? So you try to find places where they're all just on the table, and you can try.
Are your ears tingling?
No.
Okay.
But I think you've had more than me.
There's a, I can't remember the name of it. There's a really good authentic Mexican joint down in Burien that I'll go to sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing. They have it looks like it used to be a fast food restaurant.
You told me about that place. You said because you walked in and everyone there was Mexican, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that was the nightclub.
Oh.
But this place is a restaurant. It's very good. But they have a massive salsa bar and like any kind of peppered or pickled vegetable you could want.
Okay.
It is awesome. All right. Anybody in here like Velveeta?
I do not.
I mean, depending if it's on cheesesteak, if it's done right, and macaroni and cheese, you can never go wrong with Velveeta shells and cheese.
I'm with you. I think shells and cheese, superior product. I will say Velveeta in 2 weeks is having its biggest day of the year, which is Super Bowl, because people make a lot of dips out of it. You ever thought about just keeping it on you?
No.
Just a hunk of Velveeta. Yeah. Well, Velveeta just announced a new product called Vel2Go. Which are single-serve packets of Velveeta cheese. Oh. Technically, it's a cheese product, folks.
It makes sense. If you look into a box of mac and cheese from Velveeta, there's a pouch in there of the cheese already done, so they're probably just putting it in more like condiment-size containers instead of the big one.
I don't know. Their whole thing is, they're saying they came up with the idea because 1 in 4 millennials and Gen Zers bring their own condiments whenever possible. Which I agree with, right? Like, I was at a nice seafood joint this past Friday and brought my little Old Bay with me.
Yeah, yeah.
And they said there's the lack of convenient cheese condiments. And I mean, I get carrying a hot sauce with you, some kind of seasoning you like, but I never thought, like, this needs cheese.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, man. I don't know that would cross my mind. But who knows? I haven't had a Velveeta or Vel on the go.
Yeah, you go to a stadium, you get nachos and cheese, it's more than likely going to be Velveeta.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Yeah, and when you get it tonight, since the Kraken are playing the Capitals, I recommend throwing that out in front of the goalie.
Yeah, right, the nachos. Also, Velveeta, I think they still do. They used to make slices.
They did. I don't know if they still do.
But when I was a kid, that was a big deal. Granted, none of it's real cheese, right? It was an argument between processed American cheese or a slice of Velveeta on a grilled cheese.
I mean, flip a coin at that point.
Correct. And Velveeta, to me, is always kind of wild, too, because it almost oozes out like it's warmed up in a sandwich, but it's not. I don't know. Maybe I'll start messing around. I'll call it Ted's White Trash Kitchen.
There you go. Dude.
Fried Spam and Velveeta.
It would be good. If that's the name of it, you go, like, look, dude, if that's how they advertise it, you know it's going to be good. By the way, Ted, everyone who does not work on this show knows that the Hoi Fung, it's sriracha. Like 8 million texts came
out.
Man,
look,
we didn't know.
That, honest to God, I don't mind it. It's not in my house. It's just that's not the sauce that I prefer. If I'm going to go hot sauce. It's not that there's anything wrong with it.
And it's funny. I don't mind some sriracha-flavored things if you mix it with honey, but and I've tried it 1,000 times, I just don't like the flavor.
And Ted, is the place you're talking about in Burien, is it called Albierto's? They said, does the building look like an old Taco Bell?
Yeah. All right, that's it. It looks like an old fast food joint.
Yeah.
Great carne asada. I did have to say it that way.
Reach out to the Men's Room on the socials at Men's Room Live and enjoy the new Men's Room IPA from Black Raven Brewing.
Hello, Adam. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola, gentlemen.
Hola. Adam, you on Team Sober, Team Not Sober?
Team Sober.
Okay, Adam, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, for 1 week of your life, Adam, you have to say one at the end of every sentence. Will it be Heavens to Betsy? Know what I mean? Sweet Googly Moogly or You Go Girl?
You go, girl.
You go, girl. Okay.
All right, Adam. Here's your question. What planet was Alf from on the TV show Alf?
Jupiter. You go, girl.
Ted, do you remember?
I'm racking my brain.
Is it an actual planet?
No.
No, I just keep thinking about Robin Williams.
That was a nice question.
He's from
Melmac.
Melmac. I was going to say Planet Fitness.
But the next question is, what planet was Mork from on the TV show Mork and Mindy?
Jupiter.
You go, girl.
You go, girl.
Ork.
Ork.
Yeah, he's Mork from Mork.
Mork from Mork.
As opposed to Al from Melmac.
It doesn't have the same ring.
Al from Mouth.
I like Planet Fitness. All right, your question. Who recorded the song Everybody Wants to Rule the World?
The original?
I guess. As far as I know. Everybody wants
Wham,
to.
Wham! You go, girl.
Not too far off.
Tears for Fears, yes. You go, girl.
Question four.
Question four, what is the official score of a forfeited Major League Baseball game?
One to zero. You go, girl.
That's it.
Well done.
And I'm not sure if I knew that. That was going to be my guess, but I don't know that my lifetime that I've seen that before on a professional level.
I mean, Major League Baseball, I find it hard to believe there's a lot of forfeited.
And I feel like
games.
It's got
to
be more like high school. Sometimes the other team just doesn't have 9 players.
Sure.
But so you can still play with 8, right?
In
high school? I think that has to be an official forfeit. And then if the kids still want to play, the way I've seen it was we would send a couple of our guys over there.
So they play for that team.
But you still get to play baseball.
Well, that's not. Yeah, I've seen that a couple of times with my kid. Like in the basketball thing, some schools, you know, we have like 6 guys. And just at some point, you got to sub out and all that. So, like, 3 of our guys will go over there. And play, because the kids don't want to play basketball. Okay. It just doesn't go to the official ranks.
All right. So, I send a player over from my team, right?
All right.
Okay. They get to play for the other team. They don't have enough players. We're still playing ball.
Yeah.
I'm a pitcher. This guy comes up. He's my teammate, but he's playing for the other team.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to throw at his head. Okay?
Jesus.
Now, hold on. Now, is that team going to be mad that I threw at a player's head who's really my teammate but playing for their team? Are they going to defend him? And are the two teams going to fight?
No.
Is he going to fight for
the other
team?
Teams are not going to fight, but I think they'll still defend him.
I don't think they'll care.
I don't either. That's why
it's
I'm throwing
their teammate.
That's why I'm throwing it at his head. So is he going to charge me?
He just might charge you.
Right.
But, yeah, I don't know if the rest of the
team. I think the coach might charge you.
Okay. But then.
Like, yeah, no kidding. Right?
Montgomery, what are you doing?
He hits the deck, right? He gets back up. I throw at his head again. Now, the next time, I throw a curveball. And he drops to the dirt, right?
Right.
Just completely embarrass the guy. Is he going to charge the mound?
Yes.
No.
You don't think so?
No. But again, somebody that coached a little JV high school ball, like if you threw it his head twice, like I would have yanked you out of that game.
Yeah.
Okay. You'd have pulled me.
start running polls.
Yeah.
This game doesn't even count. Why are you hurting us?
Right.
You know we got goddamn St. John's next week on Thursday.
It's always a St. John's.
It's always St. John's.
It's always a St. John's, man.
And they're always good at baseball.
I don't know. I can't. My kids, there's one school they hate. I don't even know if they hate them, but between basketball, volleyball, soccer, it's like when they see that team on their little Saturday schedule, it gets real. I mean, they're going real intense, man.
When I grew up, right, because I went to Catholic school, it was always St. Mark's. But then it was fun, because when I got to the math, a lot of the kids that you kind of hated.
Yeah, now they're going to school.
From the other Catholic schools, you were all together.
Was there a St.
Let's go beat the crap out of
there. There was a ton of St. Francis in West Virginia. Was there any St. Francis?
Oh, there's St. Francis floating around.
There's a St. Francis in Baltimore that's powerhouse football now.
Okay. I'm pretty sure if you got a name, there's a Saint somebody for you.
Yeah.
I'm tired of standing here.
Hello, Gary. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello, my brother.
Oh, yeah. Gary, are you sober or not sober?
I am not sober, my friends.
What are you doing over there, Gary?
The old lager. The lager, my friends. Lager.
Yeah. Are you drinking the men's room 20th anniversary lager?
I am.
Sir. All right.
Cold Orchard.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate that, man. Okay, Gary, our men's room poll. Say one at the end of every sentence for a week. Will it be Heavens to Betsy, Know What I Mean, Sweet Googly Moogly, or You Go Girl?
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean.
All right.
That starts now with Big Dummy.
All right, Gary, here is your question. What fast food chain offered a sandwich known as the Big Montana?
Big Montana.
Okay, let's just go with Burger King, you know what I mean?
I was thinking Carl's Jr., maybe?
That's what I was going to say.
I'm thinking Arby's.
Mike is correct with Arby's.
Arby's.
It's a half pound of roast beef on a sesame seed bun.
Isn't that just like the beef without the cheddar?
With more beef. That's the whole thing.
It's, okay. It's a lot more
That's
beef.
Literally the difference. All right. Your question, who played Mary Poppins in the movie Mary Poppins?
Oh, gosh, she's so famous, and I'm having a brain fart.
I feel weird because I saw her boobs. The actress, she did some other movie. They showed her boobs, and I'm like, man, I just perceive her as Mary Poppins. There's something very dirty about that.
My granddaughter says Mary Jane, you know what I mean?
Is it Julie Andrews?
Julie Andrews.
Ah, there it is.
Who we talking
about? I knew that, too, darn it, you know what I mean?
It's a fun game.
It is.
All right, your question, multiple choice. What was the name of the play that President Lincoln was watching when he was shot? And all these, believe it or not, were popular in the 1860s because, yes, I Googled it. Was it Bluebeard? Was it The Tycoon? Was it Invisible Prince or American Cousin?
It was my American Cousin, you know what I mean.
Time out.
In West Virginia, it was called My American Wife.
Yeah, I almost made a joke about Tiger Woods in there.
Didn't Abraham Lincoln marry his cousin?
Who, Mary Todd Lincoln?
Wasn't Mary his cousin?
No. I've never heard that before. I mean, could have. I mean, the things I've heard about them, that would be the least weird thing, but.
Okay.
Why'd you think it was?
Well, I just think it's ironic if the name of the play is American Cousin. Cousins. And he's married to his cousin who's sitting in the theater with him watching a play called American Cousin.
I don't know.
I mean, I have heard the theory that he was like, I don't want to go.
I had heard that as well. But like any dude, like, you want to go to a play. I do not want to go. It's a play. I don't think that's changed since the beginning of time.
No, he did not marry his cousin. However, he was a law partner with Mary Todd Lincoln's favorite cousin.
Oh.
Okay. He's also the reason they started the Secret Service.
Absolutely.
Because he almost got assassinated in Baltimore on a train like a month before that. And he was just, because back in the day, he had the original Pinkerton guy with him. And that guy was smart enough to be like, something's not right here.
But I thought he actually formed the Secret Service to fight against counterfeiting.
That's what I guess the presidential protection starts
right,
after Lincoln.
Think about that. Like, you started the Secret Service because of counterfeiting. You end up getting shot in the freaking head. And they're like, maybe do some presidential detail too.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
But we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve and Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And today, our shot is brought to you by our friends at Black Raven Brewery. And today, we toast an unidentified man from Detroit, Michigan. And here's the story. Now, Detroit police, they were doing a demonstration for children of the equipment inside of their squad car, right? So all the kids are gathered around. This is the sirens. This is this. Well, an uninvited man ended up approaching the police to ask how their computer system worked. And the police, they were game. They asked for his ID, and they ran his name. Kids gathered around, and lo and behold, our honoree had warrants for armed robbery.
Ooh.
478 miles away in St. Louis. He was promptly arrested. So while he did not find out how their computer system worked, he did find out that they do, in fact, work. You cannot possibly be that stupid.
Wow. Say that again. Is that a police?
So the cops, you know, it's like something for the kids. And so they invite the kids around because every kid wants to turn on the lights, use the radio. And the cops are showing them just all the different stuff inside of the squad car. One of them, obviously, is their computer. So, like I said, an uninvited adult shows up, ask about their computer system, and the cops aren't even suspicious. They just know the kids don't have IDs. So, like, hey, man, hand us your ID. We'll show you. Guy hands them their ID. They're like, dude, there's warrants for an armed robbery that you committed in St. Louis. We have to arrest you. And, look, a lot of people might not know they have a warrant out for them because you missed a parole thing or something like that, right?
Right.
Armed robbery, and you've never been caught, you know that there are warrants out for your arrest. I cannot wrap my head around that.
I feel like if you lived in St. Louis and moved to Detroit, like there's a warrant out for something.
You know, man, that's kind of my thought, too. Like, right. You went from St. Louis to Detroit. Bro, you're running from something. Either way, we're toasting this, man. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.